Today's date is February 9th, 2012. State your full name, your date of birth, and your present age, please.
Jay Wilkinson, J-A-Y-J-G Wilkinson. I was born April 11, 1942, and I'm 69 years old. I'll be 70 in April.
J-A-Y is your legal full name.
It is. My Christian name was James Glenn Wilkinson. I was named after my maternal grandfather. And when I ran for the United States Congress in 1970, we decided to legally change my name to J-A-Y-G because I had been called Jay and was known by people in Norman and in that district by my first name.
And your father did the same thing.
He did the same thing, and we lost both races. So you might say that maybe it wasn't necessary.
And when I say that, he legally changed it to Bud.
That's right.
Tell us where we're recording this interview today.
Well, we're recording the interview in our home, 1606 Guilford Lane in Nichols Hills, Oklahoma.
And where were you born?
I was born in Grinnell, Iowa. That was the home that my mother, she was born and raised there. It was during the war when my dad was stationed at Iowa Preflight.
You have a brother?
Yes, I have an older brother, Pat, who is 16 months older than I. Pat attended Stanford University and then spent 7 years at Johns Hopkins. He's a renowned ophthalmologist.
Your mother's name, maiden name, and where she was from?
My mom was Mary Marjorie Shiflett. She was born and raised in Grinnell, Iowa. She spent her first 2 years in college at Carleton College in Minnesota, and then she transferred to the University of Minnesota, where she met my dad.
What kind of a person was your mother?
She was very warm, very caring, very thoughtful. My dad traveled an awful lot when Pat and I were growing up. He was out recruiting and conducting Coach of the Year clinics and traveling for the university and lecturing overseas, and so our mom was really the one who took care of the household, obviously did the cooking and the cleaning. She was a very warm person to all of my friends. I'm amazed that today they and many of the players that played for my dad remember her with great affection because of the way she treated them when we were growing up.
Your father's full name?
My dad's full name was Charles Burnham Wilkinson.
And he was known as Bud.
That's correct.
And how did Bud come about?
It just evolved at an early age, a nickname. I honestly cannot recollect exactly who first started calling him that, but it was a name that stayed with him from a very young age.
What was his birth date and where was he born?
He was born in Minneapolis, Minnesota on April 23, 1916.
Where did he grow up in Minnesota?
Well, he grew up in the southern part of Minnesota, in Minneapolis. He attended Shattuck Military School.
And I'm going to get into that. There are so many Scandinavians up there. Are they, your father, of Scandinavian descent?
Yes, his mother's family are Scandinavian descent from Sweden. And his father was more, I would say, just traditionally the French and English makeup.
And what was his father's name?
His father's name was Charles Patton Wilkinson.
That would be your grandfather, of course. And then what did he do for a living?
He ran the Wilkinson Finance Company, which was a mortgage company in Minneapolis.
And then he was married to?
He was married to Edith Wilkinson, my dad's mother. She died tragically when he was just 7 years old. They had been in a train crash going from Minneapolis to Annandale, Minnesota, and many of the doctors believed that her death was related to some of those injuries that she sustained at that time. So it was obviously a very difficult period of time for my father and for his older brother, Bill. His father, C.P., did remarry when my dad was 12 years old.
What was her name?
Her name was Ethel, and Ethel was a wonderful, kind, thoughtful lady that my dad always felt very close to.
This was one of his most painful moments of his life when his mother died. Would that be true?
Absolutely.
Did he refer to that or talk about it occasionally?
Well, when I wrote my first book, we had talked about it beforehand.
And that book's name is?
Bud Wilkinson, An Intimate Portrait of an American Legend. I think in the context, we talked far more about the help that he received from not only his father, but his aunt Florence and his uncle Al, who lived in one house next door to his father, and then on the adjacent side was his grandmother, Wilkinson. So he had a strong support group from the immediate family.
Could we trace athleticism back then to his father, your grandfather? Is there any trace in there at all?
Well, I would say from looking at the pictures, maybe even more so to his mother, because they did have that Swedish large makeup physically. It's always 50-50, but I think that those genes that my dad inherited in large part came from his mother.
But were there stories about athletes preceding him?
No, not that I was ever aware of.